already dialed into this show.
Blog Talk Radio.
You know, back in the day when we used to have testimony service, my mama would stand up on her feet and she'd throw her head back and sing songs like this. She said, how I got over, how I got over, my soul.
Boop, boop, boop.
Uber.
That's how I made it Uber.
I made it
Uber.
My
soul.
Oh yeah.
How I got Uber.
So glad I made it Uber. My soul. My soul. My soul.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How I got over. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I hope y'all can hear me. Can you hear me? I'm not sure if y'all can hear me. Can you hear me? Sister Dilly,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
you
I can
hear
me.
You. Okay,
yes,
is it clear?
Yes,
all
it
right.
Is. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening. I'm going to close the line back up. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for this day. Amen. For this is the day that the Lord has made. I'm excited about the lessons going forth on today as I've been studying the Anna anointing. So you always going to talk about the watchman prophet. We're going to talk about what the Bible says about the watchman, the one that is praying, the one that's interceding, the one that's up through the night watching. Those have been called to be watchmen. Amen. To watch over God's people, amen, to sound the alarm. So we're going to talk about that here today in our Bible study. Again, welcome. Let us pray before we enter in. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy, new grace, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, that you've given us, Lord God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to receive from you, God. We ask in Jesus' name, oh Lord, let that be a point in on tonight, oh God. Let us see revelation and knowledge and wisdom of your word, Father God, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every hindering spirit, every spirit of distraction, frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation right now. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of ache, pain, discomfort, sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, viruses, hallelujah, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of depression, oppression. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, spirit of double-mindedness, unforgiveness, every bitter spirit, every spirit of resentment, every spirit of anger and wrath, amen. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and never to return to us. We decree and declare by faith and the power and the blood of Jesus Christ in his name that we are delivered from every spirit outside the Holy Spirit right now. They may enter in and receive great and mighty on tonight, hallelujah, and apply the word of God to our life and all that we learned here in the name of Jesus Christ. It will help our lives, will be a help to others, amen, in and out of season. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless you going forward, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you and we love you. We decree and declare that all is well with us in our house, that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. And we thank you for Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome again, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Hopefully others will get on the line tonight. But we thank God for the two or three. For the Bible says we're there two or three gathered. And we are gathered here together, Father God, in your name, touching the green, so let's go forward that you would do something great and mighty, Father God, in this Bible study right now. Those of us that came to be healed, Lord God, came to learn, but to have, came needing a healing, let healing take place. Came needing a deliverance, oh God, let deliverance take place. Whatever their need is, Father God, let it take place here on tonight. Amen. And we just want to say thank you once again. Welcome, you all. We're going to start off in the book of Isaiah, chapter 21, verse 6. Isaiah, chapter 21, verse 6. Hallelujah. Amen.
All right.
Okay, so the Bible says in Isaiah 21 and 6, that for thus has the Lord said to me, go set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. Amen. So a watchman, you are on the city walls, often appear in prophetic visions of destruction. I want to understand, they are the first to see trouble coming. Amen. So the prophet Habakkuk was a watchman. Amen. So many prophets, including myself, are watchmen. So we have those times of prayer where we're praying, you know, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 12 midnight. Those are the time we're watching or we're up throughout the night. Most people that are operating in prophetic or prophets that are watchmen, they normally can't sleep through the night. You'll find them being up during the night. And we're going to talk about that, the times of prayer according to the Bible. When we look at here, you all. So the vision of the writers could represent the medias. And I want to talk about that as well, attacking Babylon. So we talk about the watchman here in the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, and understanding what the watchman did in the watchman hour. Amen. And a watchman is constantly around the clock. So many of us have been called to be watchmen. Amen. So we're going to talk about it here tonight. Again, if you're just not getting in, we have the book of Isaiah, chapter 21, verse 6. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the scripture here declares that Anna was a prophetess. You all who know the Bible, we know about Anna. She was a prophetess, and she lived a life of fasting and prayer. That was her lifestyle, of fasting and prayer. I hope you all can still hear me. I'm operating through a new device.
No,
amen.
Very clear.
Okay. Amen. So the scripture, you all, declares that Anna was a prophetess. A prophetess, you all, is a female prophet. In case you didn't know, you have the prophet, the office of a prophet, and then you have the prophet and the prophetess. So the prophet, male prophetess, is female prophet. Amen. So a prophet is someone who has an anointing. I want you to understand, has an anointing to know the heart and mind of God. Amen. To know the heart and mind of God. Amen. A prophet watches over the word of the Lord for the current generation, y'all, and prays it into existence. Prays it into existence. So Anna prayed night and day, watching, hallelujah, for the arrival of the Messiah. Of the Messiah, the anointed one. Amen. Christ. Amen. Anna prayed night and day, watching for the arrival of the Messiah, y'all. She was a watchman type prophet. She served the Lord with prayer night and day as a watchman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She set up a vigil in the presence of the Lord. There is a company of women akin to Anna arising who will watch and pray for a visitation of the Lord upon the earth. You have many who have called. I know a few, Apostle Miriam, for one, myself, hallelujah, and others that are called. You'll hear us having global prayer or times, midnight prayer, or, you know, midday prayer. So we're called for such a time as this, rising up to watch and pray for the visitation of the Lord upon the earth. Amen. A prophet also has the power and authority to speak forth by decree and proclamation that predetermined purposes for the earth. So scripture does not give details how Anna prayed, but it does say when she prayed. So an army of women, you are intercessors, are rising up who will set up a watch of prayer, hallelujah, hallelujah, around the promises of God. Amen. 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 This is a new system. I'm really trying to, I'm still coming in clear. Okay. Amen. Amen. So you all want to talk about the modern day Anna will function as a watchman on the wall. The modern day Anna will function as a watchman on the wall. She will carefully watch and wait in the presence of the Lord to receive his instructions for this generation. So according to James W. Gall, you are a watchman. A watchman also warns the city far in advance when an enemy is approaching. That's what a watchman does. It watches over the city. It watches over the nation and say what's coming. If you've ever been in the company of prophets, you know, you'll see they'll tell you, you have some that can speak what is to come, what is going now, the future, what's happening right now, and in the past, and some that have all three. And then a prophet can prophesy by prayer over your life. They can pray you and pray you out and pray you in the situation and prophesy through prayer. Amen. Amen. So understanding this, he sounds an alarm to awaken the people because he knows to forewarn them is to alert you all, hallelujah, to alert and arm them for what is coming, what is ahead. You may not be able to see it. The watchman can see it, and the watchman gives you an alert, gives you a warning of what's to come. Mm-hmm. So when Anna witnessed the Messiah in the temple, She began to alert those who look for salvation that their deliverance had come to the earth. So the modern day Anna will empower many to find their places in the army of God. She will show many the way of salvation through the teaching and preaching, snatching many of them, hallelujah, many from the mouth of hell and the grave. Hallelujah. Many. So I want you to understand, watch can be defined, you all, as to keep vigil, as a devotional exercise. You all, I want you to understand, to be awake during the night, to keep guard. This is the job of the modern day woman with the Anna anointing. They will patrol in the spirit with asking and seeking and knocking, prayers to declare to the church the time and season in which we are living. They will protect the church from plots and traps of the enemy through their prayers and decree. Mm-hmm. And not just the prophetess, but the prophet as well. So watching, you all, implies responsible involvement. Hallelujah. You remember in the Bible when Jesus went and he took disciples with him. I believe there were two. Was it two or three? And he told them to watch while he go pray.
Peter, James, and John.
Peter, James, and John. Mm-hmm. And he said to watch while I go pray. Yeah. And they fell asleep each time. He said, could you not watch mm-hmm. and pray? I need you up. I need you alert. Lest you fall into temptation.
Yeah.
So watching implies responsible involvement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're thinking, how hard is it to watch something? But I tell you, for some, it is hard to stand guard and watch.
Yeah.
Watchmen, you are. Watchmen were both caretakers and guardians in biblical times. So some were assigned to protect crops from predators and thieves, and some were assigned to protect cities from military invasion. We're talking about a watchman, what a watchman does. Amen. Mm-hmm. So my watchmen were, you all, to be proactive in their role as guardians. They were vigilant. They were watchers around the clock. Watchmen were vocal. They warned of danger with shouts and trumpets. These are the days when the Lord is stirring the hearts of men and women to be involved in the destiny of a generation. So God, I want you to understand, God will use us to set up watches to protect God's people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will guard with our prayers and warn with our preaching and protect with our prophesying. Amen. With our prophesying, everyone. I want you to understand, through the grace of watching and praying night and day, we will shape the destiny of a nation.
Mm-hmm.
We will shape the destiny of a nation. Hallelujah. If you're just now getting into Bible study, welcome, welcome. If you're tuning in or you just logged on, welcome on tonight. Amen. Welcome. You are the words, again, the word for watch used in the Bible have implications for spiritual watchfulness. Spiritual watchfulness. I'm going to give you all some examples here. The word shakwad, shakwad, S-H-A-Q-A-D, shakwad. It means to be alert, to be on the lookout, either for good or evil, either for good or evil, what's good to come and what's bad to come, but to be on lookout, to keep watch or be wakeful over. And we look in the book of Proverbs, y'all, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 34. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope I'm still sounding clear and good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's Proverbs 8:34. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. While we turn it together, 8:34 with me. Amen. Proverbs 8:34. The Bible says, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. Hallelujah. So we see it here, blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gates. Hallelujah. For what? For what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
To be prepared for what's to come. Amen. We thank God tonight for watchmen. You know that we have watchmen in our circle that are watching and able to see what's to come before it can even get to you. Before it can get to you, they've already caught it. They've already come against it. They've already destroyed it in the spiritual, you know, spiritual aspect. When somebody has something that's valuable, asset to them, asset, you know, they will hire what? Security, watchmen. They'll get a watchdog. They'll have security officers. I've done security before to watch. To watch what's to come or what's happening, whether good or bad. So as a watchman, we are found watching. Amen. We're found watching and reporting of what's to come and coming against that, spiritual warfare. But there's another word I was looking for. I'm going to spiritual warfare, but to go in, not pursue, but to get in a position to execute. Amen. To execute. Amen. So we're looking at Psalms 141:3. And you know, it says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lips.
Where is that Psalms? Where?
Okay, Psalms. You are Psalms 141:3. Psalms 141:3. Amen. Psalms 141:3. You want to turn there. Psalms 141:3. Hallelujah. Make sure I'm not going too fast. The night is cool tonight. Amen. Psalm 141:3. Set a watch. So we see here in scripture, set a guard. I mean, depending on what translation you're reading, I got the New King James Version as well. The Bible says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. What does yours say?
Three. You want to Psalm 141:3? Mm-hmm. It does. It says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, keep the door of my lips.
Amen. Amen. So I want a little bit more breakdown of this. James wrote, the tongue is a little member and it boasts. Amen. It boasts great things. So we know the power that's in our mouth, right? So we understand the power of our mouth. But a watchman, what comes out of a watchman's mouth is powerful. It doesn't just stay there. It travels. It goes. It's established in the earth. It's like when we decree a thing, amen, it is established in the earth. So when we decree a thing, knowing it's established in the earth. Amen. The Bible says, 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. So we understand Anna was a prophet, as we said earlier. Anna was a prophet who tapped into an eternal energy, an eternal strategy. What is that energy? I mean power of the Holy Ghost, because she fasted and she prayed. Amen. She learned the power of praying night and day. She prayed in the time frames the Lord prescribed in scripture. Prayer watches, you all, in the first century church were a part of normal Christian life. You heard people having all night prayer meetings. They praying all night. And you're trying to figure out how can somebody pray all night long. And they was standing watch. They were standing watch. So, you know, understand they were standing watch. And they will come together and pray through the night. Amen. These prayers, you all, these prayer watches, okay. Amen. My line hung up, you all. I'm having some issues here trying to use a new system to see if that's clear, but it kicked me out. And so hopefully you all can hear me and hopefully the system won't kick me out like this. So we'll just keep on keeping on. Amen. But I was talking about setting a watch even in church and having a set time where one is praying. Though we may not be on the line at the same time, but I know that I'm set to pray at 6 in the morning. You know that you're set to pray at the 8 o'clock hour and so on and so on in the church.
9:45 every day.
Amen. I want to talk about the 8 watches at this time, the 8 watches of prayer, you all. We must be strategic to pray the right prayer during the right time of day. Lamentations 2:19 gives us a picture of the heart and assignment of those with an Anna anointing or the anointing of a prophet. Prophets ought to be praying. Prophets ought to be praying. Amen. We're intercessors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Arise, the scripture says, arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift your hands to him for the lives of your young children who faint for hunger or at the head of every street. Hallelujah. If you want to follow me, I'm in the book of Lamentations. Lamentations, you all, chapter 2, verse 19. Lamentations, chapter 2, verse 19. You all understand when asking for Anna was share in God's heart. We as women, I'm talking about the women right now, we're sharing God's heart. Men as well. Amen. For others arising out of slumber and indifference. Amen. This is the season to shake ourselves out of hardness of heart and cry out for the church and for the nation. We must guard these generations from the schemes of the enemy. Hallelujah. And turn them into revival. Revival. It is time for revival of God's people. You all, we must lift up our hands and cry out night and day for our children. Amen. While we were praying on 30 days or 31 days, that was something, that was a mourning for the children and crying out during those times for the children around the world that are suffering. There's so much going on, and praying and prayer for our children and standing in position. Amen. Watching, praying and watching for our children. Amen. You are there specific spiritual dynamics associated with certain watches or time periods. There are 8 watches, 4 night watches, and 4 day watches. Amen. Covering 24 hours, and each has a spiritual significance. Amen. I hope you all can hear me. I can't work the board on this one. Hold on. Y'all, give me one moment here. Please bear with me. Give me one moment here. Hold on. We're going to, it probably still will because the host is not in. Stay right here with us, Rob. Do not go anywhere. I want to call into the venue. Okay, you see, okay, you can hear me? Okay, it's a little bit different over here. Okay, she said she can hear, so okay. We'll keep it like that. I'm just afraid the system will hang up because the host is not on. I'm on this straight line, but I'm not on the host line, and I can't see anything because it's closed out. I can see one number. Okay, never mind. Let's keep going. Let's keep right on in. The first watch, you all, is between the hours of 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. So this is the time of meditation and self-evaluation. This is the time of meditation and self-evaluation. So during this watch, the sun is setting, according to Jewish tradition. It is the end of the old day and the beginning of the new day. Amen. This is, you all, is a time of humbling ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Amen. Allowing the Lord to search our hearts. Allowing God to search our hearts. This is a time of repentance and realigning your heart with the purposes of the Lord. Amen. This is also a time of being strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man. In our inner man. This is a time to quiet our soul and ask the Lord remove any distractions from our heart. So let us ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, as we humble ourselves in this hour, in this watch hour, oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, hallelujah, as we humble ourselves, that you would touch our heart, oh, God. We come repenting right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that we may be strengthened right now by your mighty hand, oh, God. Lord, move great in us. Move great, oh God, in us right now, in our inner man, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every distraction right now. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we declare and declare by faith that it is so in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray to God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all, the evening watch is also a time to get focused on our future, on your future. Amen. During this watch, you can pray for your future provision and blessings. The evening watch was also the time Jesus chose to, you all, inaugurate the new covenant. Amen. In Matthew 26, verse 20 through 30, you'll find that. for yourself. So you go to Matthew 26, verse 20 through 30, you'll see it for yourself. You can write it down and go back to it. You can also write down the watch time. So I give you here the first watch is between 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. And the scripture, Matthew 26, verse 20 through 30. All right. The evening watch, you all, is a time for consecration and dedication to the Lord our God. You all, in this watch, we can appropriate the blessings of God's covenant and ask him to manifest those blessings into our lives. Amen. During this time, the Lord will also speak to you concerning his heart and mind regarding your prayer assignment. Amen. All right. And our second watch is at 9 p.m. to midnight. 9 p.m. to midnight. If you're writing that down, I'll repeat it again. 9 p.m. to midnight. I have it highlighted in my material tonight. 9 p.m. to midnight. This is the time to set up a canopy of praise and worship. Worship over your life. Amen. The book of Psalms 119:62 says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgment. During this watch, through prayer and praise, we can release the judgment of God into situations upon the earth. It was at the midnight hour that Paul and Silas gave thanks to the Lord, resulting in prison doors being opened and captives being set free. Amen. In the book of Acts 16:25-26, we see this here, the book of Acts 16, verses 25-26. So this is the time when angels are released on our behalf. Amen. This can also be a time of visitation and supernatural happenings of God. Hallelujah. The third watch is midnight to 3 a.m. Midnight to 3 a.m. This time is known as the witching hour. It is known as the witching hour, a time witches try to control and take advantage of. Amen. They try to take advantage of this time, the midnight and 3 a.m. hour. It is a time when witchcraft is used to plant the seeds of the enemy and hijack this time from God and his people. My Lord, my God. So this watch requires stable, disciplined, well-trained intercessors. This is time to intercede and take back from the enemy the authority that he has attempted to steal. Notice I said attempted to steal. It's time to take back that authority that the enemy has attempted to steal. Amen. Fourth watch, you all, is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. It's during the fourth watch that Jesus walked on water in Matthew chapter 14, verse 25 through 33. Let's go there together. Matthew, hallelujah. Matthew, you all, let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I think a lot of people are recovering from those 31 days of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Y'all bear with me right quick here. I'm turning to it in the New King James Version here. So again, that's Matthew chapter 14, verse 25 through 33. The Bible says, now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Hallelujah. Walking on the sea. Amen. 26 says, and when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it's a ghost. And they cried out, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshiped him, saying, worshiping him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. Amen? So this is the watch when we can see divine intervention in our lives. During this watch, you can declare the Lordship of Jesus on the earth. Amen? Hallelujah. Jesus was exercising his dominion, we talked about earlier, dominion and authority over creation when he walked on water and spoke to the winds. This is the watch when you can declare the mercies of the Lord over your life and those in your suffer of influence. Amen? This is the time when God will give you faith and courage to step out and follow him. He will give you that courage to step out and follow him. He will even in the face of adversity, even in the face of every trial and tribulation that you may be fasting, amen, he will give you that faith to step out and to follow him. You all, this is this watch is when you begin to declare the newness of God, hallelujah, in your life, for your life, when you declare the newness of God, hallelujah. How many of y'all know that newness is available to us right now? New beginnings, new opportunities, hallelujah. New man, new woman, right now, right now, that we can declare the newness of God in our lives, new mercies, new favor, new grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is the time to declare that wisdom and revelation are your portion. Amen. This is the watch, you all, hallelujah. Come on now. This is the watch you command your morning, hallelujah, and the order of your day. You understand? You can order your day. You can command your morning and the order of your day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. According to Job 38, verse 12 through 13. Job 38, 12 through 13. Write that down. Job 38, 12 through 13. You all, this is the watch when you speak to the storms in your life. Whatever that storm is, in your marriage, in your body, in your health, in your finances, in your business, in your job, whatever it is, your children, whatever it is, this is the time right here to speak to the storms of your life. Amen. The Bible tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. We hear it all the time, but we hastily, is that the right word? Use it. Hastily use it, yeah. That's the word I want to use. Yes. Amen. Amen. So based on the book of Job 38, you all, we can use our prayers to shake wickedness out of our days and command our mornings. This is the watch to declare the promises of God. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to be wrapping up here shortly. We're going to open up if anybody has any questions and concerns here shortly. So if you're writing those times down, amen, I'm going to slow down just a little bit. So I'm giving you four. I'm going to give you the fifth one now. The fifth one, you all, is 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. This watch is considered the prime watch, the first watch of the day. This is a time to order your steps and consecrate yourself, amen, and your day to the will of God. And the Bible says, as it is written, order my steps according to your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Let me say it again. This is in the book of Psalm 119 and 133. I'm sure you already know that. The Bible says, order my steps according to your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And hallelujah. And consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, that he may bestow a blessing on you this day. Amen? Hallelujah. So that's the fifth watch. Now, the sixth watch is from 9 a.m. to noon. 9 a.m. to 12 noon. During this watch, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the disciples in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 1 to 21. We see it in the Bible. The third hour of the day was about 9 a.m. This is very significant because the number 9 represents the gifts and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So the Israelites use this as a time for corporate prayer. Amen? For corporate prayer. So this was also the daily time of prayer and instruction at the temple. So during this watch, we should pray, amen, for the power and character of the Holy Spirit to be released in the church and upon the church and its leaders. So this is the time to pray for the mighty unseen power of the Holy Spirit to be released upon all nations. Amen. So during this watch, you can pray for revival during this time, spiritual awakening. Amen. During this time, hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Some people are operating with spiritual numbness. They have it, but they've been somewhere. They put them in some type of spiritual sleep, so then they're operating with spiritual numbness. They're there, but they're not receiving. It's just kind of hitting and rolling off. So spiritual awakening, a stirring in the spirit. Amen. A stirring up in your spirit. It's like you're cooking that gumbo, and when you stir it up and get it all in, you know, to get all over and get all in. Amen. Amen. The seven watch hours from 12 noon to 3 p.m. 12 noon to 3 p.m. So historically, this watch is when Jesus was dying on the cross. This is the time when Jesus died on the cross and completely identified with the sin of humanity, the atoning for the sins of the world and bringing redemption and restoration. So during this watch, y'all, we can pray, or you can pray that God will redeem, amen, the time and restore the years lost in your life, amen, in our lives. So midday, you all, is also the time when the sun is brightest. If you all that work outside and know, you know, during that time, that's when the sun is brightest and it's the hottest during those hours. So during this watch, you can pray for wisdom and revelation, rebuke every spirit of darkness, decree the path of your destiny will shine with ever-rising hope and promise. Midday is also the time to pray Psalm 91, decree and declare Psalm 91 between that 9 a.m. and 12 noon. Amen. Decree and declare Psalm 91. If you don't know it all by heart, just open up the Bible and decree and declare it over your life and those in your family. So it's a time to decree and declare Psalm 91 because of the destruction that comes at noonday. So it's important because of the destruction that comes at noonday. So during this season in human history, Psalm 91, you all, should be confessed over your life and the lives of those, hallelujah, that's in your sufferings of influence, your family. You know, those that are with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The book of Psalm 91:1, I'm just going to go over a couple of scriptures in the book of Psalm 91. He says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, depending on which translation you're reading from, whose power no enemy can withstand. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must declare our position in prayer. Dwelling under the shadow of the Most High is done by prayer and worship. Amen. This will develop an ark of safety and protection. The Bible said in Psalm 91:2, I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With great confidence in whom I rely. Amen. For the promises of God are thus activated. Amen. There is power in confession. And only Pastor Manny, he had Bible study that he preached that one Sunday. We were talking about the power when, as we've been in prayer, we confess over our life. We decree and declare over ourselves, confessing that we are children of God. We're born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Decree and declare over your life. You must declare who the Lord is to you daily. You are my strength. You are my redeemer. You are my deliverer. You are my way maker. You are my promise keeper. Hallelujah. You are my defender. My light in the building. You are a way maker. Amen. By the way, the truth is that we got to decree and declare who the Lord is daily. Daily. Psalm 91:3 says, for he will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all, we can cancel every plan of darkness. Every plan of darkness since our lives through prayer. A trap is hidden from his prey, you all. It can catch you unaware. Praying this prayer will reveal things not known in the natural. Praying this will give you foresight into the wicked plans of the enemy and a prophetic advantage to defeat and utterly destroy him. Amen. Amen. Completely. The Bible says in Psalm 91:4, he will cover you and completely protect you with his pinions. And under his wings, you will find refuge. You will find refuge. Amen. Hallelujah. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. Church, his faithfulness is a shield and a wall. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 says, hallelujah, you will not be afraid of the terror of night, nor of the arrow that flies by day. You have a spirit of terror has blanketed out of night. this is all evil that's just going on. Everything, all of destruction, to the point I don't watch the news. It's just too much. Even if you're on Facebook and you're not trying to watch it, it'll pop up in your news feed. It's everywhere, not just here in the United States, but around the world, around the world. Hallelujah. So you all, make sure you're reading the book of Psalms. I'm not going to read the whole thing for you, but the book of Psalm 91, read it to its entirety. Amen. And decree and declare Psalm 91 over your life. Amen. Decree and declare. Make confession. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to be wrapping up here. It's 7:50 at the time. I thank you all for bearing with us this evening, me particularly, with the systems. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So the 8 watch, you all, what you're saying, what's the 8 watch? The 8 watch is between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. This was the time when Peter and John entered the temple, amen, and healed the lame man at the gate in the book of Acts. Isn't it beautiful? Mm-hmm. In the book of Acts, chapter 3, verse 1 through 10, you can read it for yourself so you can get familiar with the scripture, amen. Pray for healing to be released into those who have been captive to sickness and disease. Pray. Pray that miracles will be released on the earth. Amen. Pray that miracles, amen, will glorify God and show his compassion. Amen. Show his compassion toward mankind. We're mankind. Man and woman, we're mankind. Amen. So God wants to show that he is God alone. And many must turn to him to be saved. At the end of it all, and after all is said and done, hallelujah, watch and pray, you all. The Bible says in Habakkuk 2 and 1, I will stand at my watch and station, hallelujah, and myself on the watchtower, hallelujah, and I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what I will answer when I'm reproved. You all, if we're going to have results, power, and glory, we must watch and pray. By serving the Lord with prayer day and night, Anna the prophetess was following the command to keep a continual sacrifice of prayer before the altar. In the book of Leviticus 6 and 12, it states that the fire, hallelujah, the fire of the altar, hallelujah, must never burn out. Habakkuk gives us instruction on how we can keep the watch of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Stand at your watch. Posture your heart to take a stand and simply pick a watch from the eight, hallelujah, that I gave you on tonight of watch time. Don't be religious. Pick a time that is convenient for you. With determination, develop your stand and pray with perseverance. The Hebrew word for stand, amad, means to stand, take one stand, be a standing attitude, stand forth, take a stand, present oneself, attend upon, be or become servant of. Station yourself at the watchtower. Be where you can see from God's perspective. That's all about your mind, your mindset. Watch to see what God will say to you. Wait on the Lord with an open heart and mind. Check and patrol in the spirit to see if anything needs to be done. Keep a journal of things, hallelujah, the Lord speaks, and pray until they come to pass. Amen? Let us pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Before we pray, does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? We open up the line for any questions or comments. Amen. You would press 1 at this time if you have any questions or comments.
Thank God for the lesson. And,
yes, Lord. Watch out of the yes, Lord.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Sounds like every area.
Every area. Yes, Lord.
Use the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
You know, pray in the Holy Spirit. You can meet every single area that you was teaching about.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
1 Corinthians.
14. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So we're going to wrap up here. We have it 7:54. Again, I thank you all for being here on tonight. And if you need to go back and listen to what those watch hour times are and position yourself to watch and dedicate yourself to that hour of time of day and pray, you know, and we'll, those were, and that we are, we're all standing in position. Amen. especially because we are the church. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, I pray that you will set us as a watchman on the wall of prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, awaken our heart that we may cry out for our generation. Break our heart with the things that break your heart, oh God. Lord, we do not want to be religious. We want to be righteous. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You said the effective servant prayer of the righteous makes tremendous power available. Let us receive it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Let your grace come upon us to watch and pray. Amen. Let us be sensitive to your leading and prompting, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, open our eyes, ears, and hearts to receive your voice in this hour, oh, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Let us be connected to your spirit, Father God. We want to know the times and seasons of heaven. Let us, oh, God, hallelujah, let us, oh, God, connect to your movements on the earth. Give us prophetic insight, discernment, and understanding. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break all prayerlessness right now off our lives. Hallelujah. Your word says that unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that we want to partner and collaborate with you. Amen. Set us on the watch, O God, that you ordained for us. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We receive all right now from you, Father God, by faith. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Again, thank you all for being here with us on tonight. We love you. We thank God for you. We're back here Saturday at 12 noon for our Saturday lessons. So join us in on the same line, our church line, Sundays at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We look forward to seeing you online. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Remember, Satan is defeated and Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days. I'm terrible to stop breathing, yeah.